USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is on damage control ahead of an expected run for the presidency on mounting allegations that he's touched women inappropriately. There was no apologies and also no specific responses to the recent allegations, but Biden does acknowledge that social norms have changed when it comes to personal space. In his video, Biden says, yes, he has touched people.
I shake hands, I hug people, I grab men and women by the shoulders.
But Biden says that was to create what he calls a human connection. He does say he understands actions like this have made some people uncomfortable. He adds, I will be more mindful and respectful. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 39 points, the NASDAQ up 46, and the S&P 500 up 6. This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
President Trump's tax returns are on the mind of Democratic Chairman of the House Ways and Means Committee. Richard Neal sent a letter to the IRS demanding President Trump's tax returns from 2013 to 2018. In the letter, Neal says the tax returns are needed to conduct oversight and so that Congress can consider legislation on how the IRS audits and enforces tax laws against a sitting president. The president had a swift response to reporters asking him questions about it at the White House.
I guess when you have a name, you're audited. But until such time as I'm not under audit, I would not be inclined to do that.
Actresses Felicity Huffman and Lori Loughlin appeared in federal court in Boston alongside other wealthy parents to face charges that they've rigged test scores or paid bribes to cheat the admissions process at prestigious universities. You're listening to USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290, 800-965-1290.
U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement agents have arrested 280 illegal aliens at a business in Allen, Texas. With more on the story, here's John Clemens.
ICE officials tell us all of those taken into custody were working at CVE Technology, refurbishing electronics, and were here in the U.S. illegally. I spoke to ICE agent Carl Rusnak.
Many of them, if not most of them, will have the opportunity to appear before a federal immigration judge who will decide whether or not they can proceed with their immigration case or whether they should be removed.
I'm John Clemens.
Cholesterol concerns. They're not just for grown-ups anymore. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the story.
The American Academy of Pediatrics is now recommending children between the ages of 9 and 11 start to be screened for high cholesterol. Doctors say it's best to screen early due to the growing epidemic of obesity, and they're recommending that children be tested especially if their parents or grandparents have suffered from a heart attack or stroke. Some parents say they've been shocked to learn that their 9 and 10-year-old children have high cholesterol levels, so much so that they need medication. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.